I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. There's been a mass stabbing at a festival in the city of Solingen in western Germany. Police said three people were killed and several others injured. The attacker is still at large. James Reid reports.
The attack happened in a central square where bands were playing, as Solingen marked its 650th anniversary. Witnesses told German media that passers-by were stabbed at random. A huge manhunt is underway to find the attacker, who's not been identified. Roads have been blocked and residents told to stay indoors. The mayor of Solingen said the city was in a state of shock, horror and grief. He said he was praying for those still fighting for their lives. Germany's government recently promised to toughen knife laws after a rise in the number of stabbings.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has appeared on stage alongside Donald Trump after suspending his independent campaign for White House to back the Republican candidate. After introducing him at a rally in Arizona, Mr. Trump promised to open an office to investigate the assassination of his uncle, the Democrat president, John F. Kennedy.
In honor of Bobby, I am announcing tonight that upon my election, I will establish a new independent Presidential Commission on Assassination Attempts, and they will be tasked with releasing all of the remaining documents pertaining to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy.
Mr. Trump also promised to investigate possible links between chemicals in food and chronic disease in children, a cause championed by Mr. Kennedy. The US Secret Service is reported to have placed at least five agents on leave as a result of the investigation into the assassination attempt on Donald Trump last month. Sources say one of them is the head of the service's Pittsburgh office. The Secret Service has faced intense scrutiny for failing to stop the shooter from gaining a clear line of sight to Mr. Trump as he addressed a rally. The Houthis in Yemen have released video purporting to show big explosions on board a Greek oil tanker that they attacked in the Red Sea. Britain's Maritime Security Agency said the abandoned ship appeared to be adrift, with large fires burning on board. It's carrying 150,000 tonnes of crude oil. The EU mission said it posed a hazard to the environment. Venezuelan prosecutors are investigating the opposition candidate Edmundo González over the publication of voting data that appears to show that he won the presidential election. The Attorney General said Mr. González would be called to testify about his role in posting the data online, saying it amounted to contempt and disobedience. The Venezuelan authorities declared that Nicolas Maduro won a third term in the election, but the opposition say the result was rigged. World News from the BBC. President Biden has pledged Ukraine an additional $125 million in military assistance. A White House statement said the package included air defense missiles, counter-drone equipment and anti-armor missiles. His opposite number, Volodymyr Zelensky, was quoted as saying that his country particularly needed the air defense systems to protect cities and infrastructure. Mexico's electoral authority has confirmed that the governing party, Morena, and its allies will hold a two-thirds majority in the lower house when the new session begins in September. The authority ruled by majority vote that Morena and its allies had secured 364 seats, comfortably exceeding the two-thirds majority threshold. A supermajority in the lower house will give the coalition powers to amend the constitution. The UN Secretary-General has called for an end to violence in Myanmar and full protection for civilians, including the Rohingya Muslim minority. Antonio Guterres's office said he urged this on all parties in the conflict between Myanmar's military government and numerous armed groups. His human rights chief, Volker Türk, also voiced grave concern. World tennis number one Jannik Sinner has said he was relieved to escape a doping ban after twice testing positive for a banned substance. Sinner said he knew he'd done nothing wrong. Russell Fuller reports.
Jannik Sinner says he is relieved at the verdict, which means he is free to compete in the US Open. But two members of his team are not here. Sinner has parted company with his physio, Giacomo Naldi, and fitness trainer Umberto Ferrara, whose actions led to the inadvertent contamination. Naldi had been applying an over-the-counter spray given to him by Ferrara to a cut on his own hand before carrying out treatments on Sinner. Because of these mistakes, the Italian said, I am not feeling that confident to continue with them.
That is the BBC News.